Okay. First, so do you mind just telling us what happened on Friday?
Well, we have experienced an attack at the Trump Kennedy Center on our ice. We had built a rink so that we could have this artistic outdoor program. Very cool expression on ice skates. And we were looking forward to having this performance for most of the weekend. And on Friday, we discovered that there was some sort of toxic substance that was poured all over the ice rink, and it was melting the ice and obviously damaging it. It went deep into the ice, and it wasn't just a surface problem. And so we really had to spend as much time as we could scrambling to fix the problem. Unfortunately, we couldn't fix it for the first performance and had to spend the next 14 hours trying to caretake the ice. Because that toxic substance was so deep into the ice, it really caused a lot of damage. We were able to find security footage of the individual and have shared that with the park police, and our Trump Kennedy Center security as well is working with the local authorities. We're trying to find bus video. The cameras in and around the Trump Kennedy Center have been extremely helpful. I'm confident that we're going to find this person, but we're really asking the public to look at these pictures and to see if they know this individual. We've got video and still pictures. Hopefully we're going to get some clearer ones soon. We're working on that, but we're asking the public for their help.
Now, I would imagine, like me, I've lived in Washington for a very long time. I never remember anything like this happening there. I mean, this has to be one of the first times something like this has happened at that facility, right?
Well, it's very unique that we would build an ice rink to have this kind of artistic ice performance. And so, you know, since I've been there a short time, we certainly haven't had anything like this. I will say that there has been a concerted effort from the left to call up different artists who signed contracts to perform, bullying them to not perform and make this kind of a partisan push. We at the Trump Kennedy Center absolutely want every single person to come regardless of their politics. We haven't canceled any shows. We've changed the financial structure so that we don't continue to go in debt. We've really cleaned up the departments and tried to save as much money as we can. We don't want to spend public money in a way that is wasteful. We want programming to be welcoming for everyone, including families. And this is the type of attacks that I think we're experiencing overall in society. People who are so intolerant, they want to try to silence people or cancel people. And that's just not the America that I grew up in. We have to be able to disagree without attacking or resorting to violence.
Sir, how long, so you said it took 14 hours to fix the ice?
I think it was a little more than that, but we scrambled to try to fix it before the first performance and just couldn't make it. So we had to spend the next day. We were able to fix the ice to be able to have the performance on the next night.
And so, and no group has taken responsibility for this online or anything like that?
Not that I know of.
Well, it's very sad to have something like that happen there of all places. Do you, I know coming up in the summer, you're closing for renovations. Do you know what kind of concert there will be? Am I wrong? Like July 4th, there's going to be a big event. Am I wrong?
On July 4th, we are going to have a big, huge celebration of America's 250th anniversary. So please come and join us. On the 6th of July is when we are going to close for renovations. We tried to make it work to kind of hang a sign that said pardon our dust. That would have taken 5 or 6 years to do, and it was extremely complicated and just wasn't coming together. I think it's better that we close for the renovations. Congress gave us $257 million to fix up the place. The deferred maintenance on the Trump Kennedy Center has been really terrible over the last 10 years. The place is physically falling apart, and we need to fix it. It's getting to the point of very dangerous for employees and for patrons. People driving underneath the Kennedy Center on the road, it literally, the ceiling is falling down, the soffits are falling apart, the roof leaks, the underbelly leaks, our fountains weren't working. It was really the front of the house was bad, the back of the house, the seats, the theaters hadn't been touched in 25 years. And so having the ability to save the Trump Kennedy Center, to make it an incredible center for decades to come, was really the goal. And we're so thankful that President Trump was able to get Congress to go along and get us this money so that we can fix it up and save it for the next several decades.
Well, $250 million, that's more than going to the home goods store. You can you can afford to make it a show place. Will the building look different? I mean, we
No.
hear rumors everywhere that it will be knocked down and build
No, no,
something.
no. Look, the media has been scandalous in their fake news. Before we decided to ask for $257 million, we had to go to Congress, and we laid out in extreme detail exactly what the $257 million would be used for. And so this is a line item that members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, voted for. Now, some are pretending like they didn't understand it. And so I think the bigger issue is voting on things that you don't understand. But we, with the appropriators and with other leaders, walked through our proposal. We had OMB that was involved. We had to give very detailed proposals of what the $257 million would do and what it would go for. That was voted on by Congress. That hasn't changed. It's spelled out to the public in very specific details. So no one should be dramatizing it and trying to score political points by pretending that it's going to be knocked down. It is literally in detail given to Congress.
Good, thank you. Thank you for addressing that. And I have to tell you, some of the personal note, I moved here in 97 and I've covered the honors since like 98. And from Sean Connery to Elizabeth Taylor, I imagine there's been times in your life where you're like, I can't believe I'm here. I can't believe this is happening right now. And
Exactly.
in fact, this year when President Trump came down, I asked him a question, a tongue-in-cheek question about, would he give himself the Kennedy Center honors? And he laughed about it, which I was happy that he joked around back. But so with the renovations, where will the Kennedy Center honor, the Trump Kennedy Center, will be called? Well, I'll ask you this way: where will it be? What will it be called?
Well, the name will be exactly the same, but the location is yet to be determined. We're already looking for different places. It will definitely go forward. It will probably just be in a smaller venue, which just means ticket demand will be even higher. This year's honors, we raised more money and had more ticket demand than ever before. We've really cleaned up the finances at the Trump Kennedy Center. We no longer are paying staff with debt reserves. We don't have bloated departments. We've really cleaned it up. And now that we're going to be able to close for 2 years to fix up the physical part of it, we are going to be very excited in 2 years to open up and have a brand new facility that is both physically and financially alive.
And so will the honors be called the Kennedy Center Honors or the Trump Kennedy Center Honors, I guess is what I poorly asked.
Well, it will be the Trump Kennedy Center. The board has changed the name.
No, I mean the honors. So it will be called the
Yes.
Trump Kennedy Center
The Trump
Honors.
Kennedy Center Honors.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. If you could speak to the person who poured that, and do we know what kind of toxins that was on the ice? I apologize. I meant to ask earlier.
They're still checking, and they want to be as accurate as they can be. So it's a toxic, oily substance of some sort.
And what did it look like, sir?
It looked like black, tar gasoline.
Okay, thank you. If you could talk to that person, what would you say to them? What message would you have for that person?
I would just say that lashing out in a terroristic way because you disagree with someone is no way to conduct yourself as an American. I think that we need to be able to, if you disagree with someone politically, not resort to violence on personal on someone's person or on property. It is a dangerous, slippery slope, and I would say seek help.
Sir, thank you very much. I know I've taken a lot of your time, but I appreciate you covering so many different things. Thank you, sir.